Thank you for downloading another episode of Hash It Out with Jane. My name is Jane Hash, and today's show is about the civil rights of Canadians with disabilities. Or actually, to be more accurate, I should say the severe lack of civil rights of Canadians with disabilities. My friend and fellow activist, Paul Kahn, is here to explain his latest action to correct this injustice. Paul Kahn is a very well-known civil rights activist in British Columbia, and he was also my very first guest on Hash It Out with Jane. Paul Kahn, welcome back to Hash It Out with Jane.
Pleasure to be here, Jane.
You were my very first interview when I started back with the radio station.
Well, it's great to be back, and congratulations on the release of your documentary.
Thank you. There's a lot of interesting documentaries and movies out right now centered around people with disabilities, which is pretty exciting.
Yes, it is. Very exciting.
So you were featured in a documentary produced by Urban Sherpa Films, and it's premiering later this month in Vancouver. Would you give us a brief synopsis of what it's about?
Sure, of course. The name of the movie is Hope Is Not a Plan, and Hope Is Not a Plan is about a fact that's hidden in plain sight in Canada, my country, which is that most of the 4.4 million Canadians with disabilities who live here do not have a practical way to enforce the civil rights guaranteed to them by our Constitution. And the bad consequences for people with disabilities in this country because they do not have a practical way to enforce the civil rights.
So basically, there's no Canadian equivalent to the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Nothing.
Okay. So whose idea was it to create the documentary Hope Is Not a Plan? Did Urban Sherpa approach you, or did you approach them?
I was contacted by Colin Andrew Ford, who is the guy who runs Urban Sherpa Films. He contacted me on Facebook, and he sent me a message in November of 2011 saying he would like to do a video about my story. And so I agreed to meet him, and what I told him was that I had no interest in participating in a documentary or a video about a brave little guy in a wheelchair. I told him that there's a much more important story, a bigger story that is being neglected or ignored or not even perceived by at least the mainstream media and a lot of the alternative media as well in this country, which is what I said at the beginning of this interview, what the movie's about. That the lawyers have a phrase, which is a right without a remedy is no right at all. So if you don't have a practical way to enforce the civil rights guaranteed to you by your Constitution, you don't have them. And so I told him that. I made this case, and he, much to his credit, Colin Ford, recognized that was a more important story, and that's when we started working together. And it's a collaboration between myself, the movie Hope Is Not a Plan is a collaboration, equals between myself and Colin Ford and his group, Urban Sherpa Films.
Tell us about the process of creating Hope Is Not a Plan. How did you find all of these people with disabilities who were willing to share their very personal and intimate stories?
Well, the stories we tell are from across Canada. We have two groups of people in the film. We have people with disabilities talking about their lives and what they learned about disability, the position of a citizen with disability in Canada through their own advocacy, and experts. So we've spoken to people with disabilities and experts across Canada, from Montreal, Quebec, Ottawa, Ontario, to Edmonton, Alberta, and a lot of people live in what we call here the Lower Mainland of British Columbia, Fraser Valley, and in Vancouver. And we found most of the people with disabilities, people I know, people that I know and admire in the what I do when I'm not being the executive producer of this film. I'm the executive director of a not-for-profit society called Civil Rights Now, which I spoke about when I was interviewed by you the first time. Mm-hmm. In the course of my duties as that, I've met hundreds of people with disabilities and their families throughout the Lower Mainland of British Columbia. And I asked people who are my friends, people who I knew were credible, charming, and compelling, and because I'd known them for years, or their stories had already been in the media and proven to be true. And so I asked them, and much to my very humbling, they all said yes. And of course, it's a big thing, as you know, Jane. Much to your cliche, having someone have someone into your life is an intimate thing, and it's a matter of trust. And they didn't know who Colin was. Colin Ford, the man who has funds for Mitchell Mathilde, but they knew me. And based on their trust with me, they were willing to work with Colin as well. And Colin is a very honorable man, and he did not violate that trust. And some of the experts I knew already, again, through my advocacy work, and some we just contacted. We emailed them or phoned them up, and they were more than willing to be very generous with their time and their expertise.
Now, what kind of experts? You said the film is made of stories from people with disabilities and experts. Right. Can you elaborate on what their areas of expertise are?
Certainly. And of course, the details of who is in the film can be seen on the Hope Is Not a Plan website, which is hopeisnotaplan.ca, all one word. We have little bios of the 15 people who are in the film. Now, one of the experts we have is a lawyer named Dawn Renaud, and Dawn is part of a group called the Wrongful Death Reform Group in British Columbia, because British Columbia doesn't have an effective wrongful death legislation, and he's been a lawyer for, I think, 30 years now. And we've interviewed an executive director of a service provider in Ottawa that provides services to people with a variety of disabilities, named Brian Tardif, and two professors, one from who specialize in disability studies and history and legal matters, and how services have been delivered to people with disabilities. A man named Dick Staten, who's originally from the United States. He actually recently, just 2 days ago, became a citizen of Canada. And he's an internationally recognized expert on violence against people with disabilities. He wrote a book in 1994 called Violence in the Lives of People with Disabilities. And he also has an adult son with a disability. And also, you knew the man named Tim Staten, who's the head of the UBC Department of Social Work, and he's taught all over the world and in the field of disabilities, particularly people with developmental disabilities, and one of his six children has a disability as well. So those are our accredited, recognized, credible experts that we cited to give us sort of big picture context to the individual stories that are told within Hope Is Not a Plan.
I know from firsthand experience that even if no professional actors are hired, making a film comes with expenses. How mm-hmm. did you get this project funded?
Well, it's a documentary. It's not a dramatic film, mm-hmm. and we were very Colin and I came to happily, Colin Ford and I came to an agreement at the, almost at the very beginning, that we would not pursue government grants, because even if we got a government grant, there's implicit, sometimes explicit strings attached. And we also did not ask any corporations or any public or private sector union circle donations. And even if there weren't any strings attached, it can be perceived as we are a front group for other parties' special interest agenda. So what we did is we did crowdfunding on Indiegogo, and which wasn't that successful. Actually, we raised about $2,000 on that, but the rest were individual donations. We spoke to people within our networks, and we told them what we were doing, and people very generously, and putting great trust in both of us, donated some of their own money. And we raised so far slightly under $17,000 Canadian. And the crew that we have, the fabulous crew that we have, the director of photography and makeup, etc., they really are working for our pittance, right? They're doing this because they believe in what the message of the movie, and we're really grateful and lucky that these are professional people willing to essentially almost volunteer. But yeah, we paid them, but we couldn't pay them a lot. And so they're working for a pittance. So, Colin Ford, he's the writer, one of the writers, the director, the composer, and the main editor of the film. So that cut down costs as well. And of course, I'm sure you understand with the latest gizmos and technology, it's much cheaper to do this than it would have been even 10 years ago. So that's how we were able to fund, and just by the skin of our teeth, what we've got.
So what is the main objective in creating Hope Is Not a Plan? What do you hope that this documentary does?
Well, first of all, we try to never use the phrase "we hope" in connection with Hope Is Not a Plan. What we intend is we want to educate and frankly, infuriate public opinion in British Columbia and in Canada in the favor of effective, focused, democratic advocacy to get a law similar to the Americans with Disability Act in this country, in each province and then federally. And I live in British Columbia, the westernmost province of Canada, so most intense intention is to educate public opinion in the build-up to our next provincial election, which is in May of this year, in favor of legislation similar to the Americans with Disability Act. That's as far as I'm concerned, and I can't speak to Colin Ford on this. That's my intention in making this project happen.
Is this documentary going to be entered into any film festivals?
That is our plan. Yeah, we haven't done it yet. That is our intention, to submit it wherever, any film festival we can get into. That's our intention. And we want to try to get it into mainstream media. In Canada, there's various networks called Doc Zone and Passionate Eye, and the public TV called Knowledge Network. The community access channels and so on. We'll start with there. We'll submit with to film festivals, and any way we can, we'll push and try to show the film.
Now the premiere later this month in Vancouver. If anybody listening is going to be in the area, how can they go? Can they buy a ticket or what?
It's for free. The premiere of Hope Is Not a Plan is Wednesday, March 27th at 6:30 p.m. at the main branch of the Vancouver Public Library, which is at 350 West Georgia Street, Vancouver. It's going to be shown in what's called the Alma Van Dusen Room, which is on the second level of the main branch of the Vancouver Public Library. It's open to everybody. It's completely wheelchair accessible, and We just ask people to go to the hopeisnotaplan.ca website and send us an RSVP if you're coming. We've already we sent out the invitations on Friday, and so far we have 105 credible RSVPs, and we only have 130 seats available. So if you wanna, but if you can't make it and you want to see it and you can't make it that day, we have a bunch of screenings already scheduled for April and one in May. And we will post the dates of those on the hopeisnotaplan.ca website soon.
Great, and I will cross-post that on my blog as well, so people can find out. Great, so...
One thing I'd like to mention, like Jane before, is that we do intend to sell DVDs when we have enough money to produce enough DVDs to sell. And the all the profits, all the money made from the sale of DVDs will go to a registered charity in British Columbia called BCITS, which is a registered charity that provides what's called, I know you know what this means, Jane, it's called assistive technology to people with disabilities. That's wheelchairs, ventilators like the one I'm using right now, etc. Full disclosure, I used to be on the board of directors, and I am currently, I have been for years, one of their clients. And they have an outstanding, in my advocacy, I'll criticize service providers quite a bit and quite ferociously, and justifiably so, but this is a service provider that is, they are what they say they are, and they have amazing customer service, and so I will not receive any penny, nor will Urban Ship of Films of any sale of the DVD of the Hocus Pocus Clan when it becomes available. I just want people to understand that and the registered charity that will get all the proceeds. They're not political. They're just good people doing practical things that help people in the real world and the disabilities. And Colin and I think that any opportunity that we can have to help them in their good work, we would do that. So I just want to be clear with people about that.
Oh, so when people buy a DVD, when it becomes available, they're essentially making a donation to a great cause.
That's right. Right. And it's not my organization, Civil Rights Now, or Urban Ship of Films, and then we see the money, it'll be BCITS.
Great. Well, thank you, Paul. This has been great catching up and learning about your documentary. And send me as much information as you'd like, and I'll post it on my blog as well to drive traffic to yours.
Thank you so much. And thank you for the opportunity, Jane, and good luck with your documentary.
You stand up for your rights, yeah. your isms, kism, game, dine and go to heaven in a Jesus name, Lord. We know and we understand, Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light. What you gonna, we gonna stand up for, yeah, all right? Yeah, so yeah, you better get up.
For more information about topics discussed on this episode, just visit my blog, which is located at hashitoutwithjane.blogspot.com. That's hashitoutwithjane.blogspot.com.